that? So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
All right. So it's going to be expensive if you want to watch Game 5 of the NBA Finals at Golden State. In particular, because if you're a Warriors fan, you're thinking, tonight's the night, the coronation. I saw a picture on Twitter, actually, already today that leaked out from the arena at about 2 o'clock this afternoon that was them already putting up the stage where it would be for the trophy presentation and all that if they win it tonight. But an NBA record was spent on a pair of floor seats for the game tonight. According to ESPN, $133,000 spent on two seats.
I applaud that seller.
To go
good
to the game.
Good job.
$17,000 of that was just buyer fees, whatever that means. So $133,000 for two seats. Now, the reason this strikes me as more crazy than what a lot of these tend to be is because, you know, if you're, say, you're a Royals fan and in 2014, game one of the World Series, whatever, you shelled out much more money than you normally would for a ticket because you think, that man, this may be the only time I see this in my life. Like, when am I ever going to see the Royals have a chance to play in the World Series or Game 7 of the World Series? Man, the Warriors have already won a title. It's their third straight finals, and there's no end in sight here. They're going to continue to win. You will have other opportunities to watch them win. But I will say what this tells you is this is not somebody who is merely just rich and can't afford to do this. This is another level. You're spending $133,000 and a record on two floor tickets. I think this is a person that wants people to know how much they spent on this because they just have blank you money.
Mm-hmm.
This is blank you money.
There's a lot of those people in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, right. That is true. $133,000. I guarantee that they're probably wearing that like a badge of honor that they spent. Take the receipt, print it out, like tape it to your shirt. I spent $133,000 for these two seats. What are you going to do about
it? And the back of the shirt says, pray for my haters.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm chiming in on the most polarizing debate on the internet from over the weekend. Not sports related, but man, everyone had an opinion on this. This was a ranking that was released of all styles of French fries. A ranking, all right? And everyone had a massive problem with this. Apparently, there are 18 different styles of French fries that are on this list. And it starts off fine. It's got waffle fries as number one. I'm good. That's good. After that, it's completely up in the air because they have garlic fries at number 5. They've got cheese fries at number 9. Chili cheese fries at 14. All of them are really, really bad.
Rank them higher.
What's number 2?
Number 2 is they're called Belgian fries. Number 3 is tater tots, which are not even fries.
Well, tater tots are great.
They are very good, but they're not fries. Not to me, anyway. But the most underrated on this list, to me, has to be shoestring. Love some good shoestring fries. They have them at number 7. I don't like it. Steak fries are number 10. Those are underrated, too, by the way.
I really don't have, as long as they're fried, I don't really like steak fries very much, but as long as they're fries, outside of that, I mean.
Yeah. Curly fries are number 6. A lot of people thought they should have been number 1. I'm personally not a curly fry guy.
Curly fries are going to be the most polarizing, I would think, out of that group.
Is poutine on the list?
No.
Does that count as a fry? I feel like that's
more
of a dish.
Well, I mean, they have
dish.
Cheese fries on there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a topping. Gravy.
I love what they have at number 18. They've got smiley fries, if you've ever those before.
Had them back in school.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Wait. Where are sweet potato fries at there?
Sweet potato are number 12.
Oh,
that's also polarizing.
They deserve to be way higher.
I agree with that.
No, I love sweet potato fries.
Nah. Going to go to Paris for this one. There was a kickboxing event called Glory 42. They advertised a double main event, which is absolutely silly. There's only one main event, and that's who goes on last. But I'm not going to try to go first names here, but because they're French names, they're pretty ridiculous. But the last names were...
What was that river from Pittsburgh?
Everyone is
something
Francois.
With an M. Something with an M. Groenhart was fighting a guy with the last name Gregorian, and this was a welterweight fight, and this was one of the most bizarre endings I've ever seen in my life. So this is the second round, and Groenhart is just about teeing off on Gregorian. Gets a nice jab in there, and Gregorian just all of a sudden just turns around, puts his back to Groenhart and just kind of starts walking off. Well, Groenhart, he's not protecting himself, so Groenhart just gives him a right hook into the jaw, knocks him out cold. I mean, I've never seen somebody drop to the floor so fast. Place is going nuts. He's going to win by knockout. It's officially ruled as a knockout. The guy just turns around, doesn't defend himself. But some of the fans in the arena saw that as a cheap shot because this is apparently Gregorian's hometown. So a number of fans storm the ring and attack Groenhart. They catch him in the corner while he's on the ropes and just start pounding away on him until security gets into the ring. I retweeted the video. It's up. It's on my Twitter account, at Mitch the Fort. You should check it out.
There we go. Well, you know, everyone's concerned all the time about storming the court in college hoops. That's the court storming you need to be concerned about. I don't think what was his name? Nathan Power? I don't think Nathan Power's trying to do that to anybody. He wasn't trying to run down Curtis Townsend and do that. Not quite. Thanks for listening to the show today. NewsRadioKMAN.com, the On Demand tab for the podcast. From Mitch Fortner and Tyler Dreiling, I'm John Kurtz. We'll see you tomorrow. Phil Steele at 5:10.